The Marlins trying to snap the Cubs' 8-game home winning streak. Don Mattingly signing some autographs at Wrigley before the game. We pick it up 2-1. The Cubs in front in the fourth. JT Realmuto facing John Lackey.
But everything else looks to be filled as Realmuto gets into one. High fly ball deep to left. Schwarber back at the wall. Goodbye. Halfway up the bleachers. JT Realmuto with his fifth of the season. And the Marlins have tied the game at two.
And Riddle knocks one into center field. That's a hit. Dietrich scores. Moore around third. He's going to score. JT Riddle, everybody. And it's 4-2. Kershaw. Oh, Zuna gets that one deep into left field. Up into the seats it goes. A rising shot that never stopped going. And Marcelo Zuna cracks his 15th. Second homer for the Fish. And the lead now is 5-2.
What a great example for Marcelo Zuna of how he's grown as a hitter this season.
Schwarber left center field. And deep. Yelich at the Ivy. And it's gone. And the Cubs get that run back. 6-4 Miami. Hayward drives it center field. Yelich back and now in. And he's there and he's got it. Ball game. Miami wins it. Ramos a 4-out save.
A.J. Ramos with his 9th save as the Marlins take it 6-5, snapping the Cubs' 8-game home winning streak. D. Gordon, 2 hits and 2 runs scored to go along with his 19th stolen base. J.T. Riddle, 2 hits and 2 RBIs. The Marlins get by the Cubs. Manager Don Mattingly spoke after the game.
With these guys here in this ballpark, it was playing small tonight, so you knew you had to kind of keep scoring. It's not one of those games that you feel like it's going to be a 2-1 game type game. So, obviously, I think J.T.'s homer to tie it back up was kind of a big one for us. They took the lead. We got back to even right away, and you know, let them know we're going to be there. And then we're able to push three across. Riddle's big hit, and then D, you know, just basically legs getting us a run late. So and we got some big outs in there. You know, Phelps, he has a, you know, keeps him at one, and you know, you're just kind of holding him off. Honestly. But AJ did a nice job with the 4-out save there.
What's your biggest takeaway from Urania's night?
No, it's the same. He's got that stuff, you know, that he keeps you in the game. I think we're getting a better idea of when the air comes out of the balloon a little bit with him, and so I think you get a better feeling of when, you know, again, when the air's coming out of the balloon and when to get him out of there.
Jose Urena gets the win, allowing 3 runs in 5 frames. He talked to the media afterwards.
We was focused, putting the ball down in the zone, because, you know, the party is a little weird, you know, sometimes. Just go there and try to attack the hit and put the ball in play.
Did you feel better about this start tonight than the last start?
Yeah, that was better, because I was thinking, you know, like, I was attacking the hit, you know, that try to don't get, like, more deep, and, you know, in the count later, you know. You know, like, for me, I was trying to put it the same tempo I had before, you know, because, you know, like, anything can happen, you know, just my shot, but we were focused, like, to get, like, stop it, that situation, you know.
Up next, the Marlins begin a series in Pittsburgh against the Pirates on Thursday.